At the farther end was a small brazier of burning charcoal, beside which, on a three-legged wooden stool, there sat a tall, thin old man, with his jaw resting upon his two fists and his elbows upon his knees, staring into the fire. As I entered, a sallow Malay attendant had hurried up with a pipe for me and a supply of the drug, beckoning me to an empty berth. "Thank you. I have not come to stay," said I. "There is a friend of mine here, Mr. Isa Whitney, and I wish to speak with him." There was a movement and an exclamation from my right, and peering through the gloom, I saw Whitney, pale, haggard, and unkempt, staring out at me.
"Oh, my God! It's Watson," said he.
He was in a pitiable state of reaction, with every nerve in a twitter.
"Say, Watson, what o'clock is it?"
"Nearly 11."
"Of what day?"
"Of Friday, June the 19th.
"Oh, good heavens! I thought it was Wednesday. It is Wednesday. What do you want to frighten the chap for?"
He sank his face onto his arms and began to sob in a high treble key.